Hello there, Anchor fam. It is your girl, Sharice Taylor. What is going on? It is the last Sunday of 2020. We are about to wrap this bad boy up and put a bow on it for real. Oh, man. It's just, I've just been taking time, as I will continue to do, the remainder of this week until January 1st, to just reflect on this past year. I was coming in like, yeah, 2020, you know, A1, clear vision, clarity, pushing forward, making some great things happen. And I had, for my business, Tailored For You Enterprises, I had speaking engagements. I had a great engagement at the end of January, I think it was. It was the end of January. And had a speaking engagement at a local hospital, which I had never thought about speaking for programs that might be happening at hospitals. I just never thought of that. And isn't that ironic, though? And that hospitals, and it was about health, and it was about setting health, you know, health-based goals, and goal setting and mindset was really what it was all about. And I remember looking over that room, and it was a pretty full room. Wow. I wish I would have had someone take some pictures from that event, because I have it in my mind. I have to be more consistent with having pictures taken, even if they're just, if I give somebody my phone or I ask them to take a couple with their phone, just having a couple, two or three pictures from each event, because I've done so much speaking, but I've done very little picture taking at my speaking events. So I have to get on that. But that's what started off. My first speaking engagement this year was at a hospital. And then I had another speaking engagement booked in Niceville, Florida. And it was the first weekend of March. So I just, you know, COVID had kind of landed, but it wasn't, you know, you know the story now. We weren't talking about it. We knew about it. There was a lot of sanitizer and toilet paper flying off the shelves, but we weren't in the throes of it until like mid-March. So I just got that speaking engagement in. I did get some great pictures thanks to the organizers there. I got some great pictures. Probably, who knows when the next time will be that I get on an airplane and fly anywhere. But yeah, that was a great, about a 3-day trip. It was a great speaking engagement. And I had, I think about five other speaking engagements lined up from March until May. So things were really looking really good. And, you know, lots of people are reaching out to me through LinkedIn to do some speaking, and you know, super hyped. I ended up doing a speaking engagement for an organization that has left my mind, a women's based spiritual based organization, and I ended up doing that. It was via Zoom, and I was able to utilize my office. I said goodbye to my office at the end of October after a 3-year stint, and it was kind of sad. I enjoyed having the option to go there to do events and meet with clients, but it just, you know, if it doesn't make money, it doesn't make sense. That's a really important slogan, saying, whatever, to keep in mind as an entrepreneur. if whatever you're doing, whatever activity you're engaging in for your business is not making you money, it doesn't make sense to keep doing it. It doesn't make sense to keep that particular thing or have, you know, connection to that particular person or whatever it is. If it's not, you know, increasing the revenue and or the reach of your business, stop doing it. So it just didn't make sense anymore. And it's almost, I was so sentimental about it. I was like, oh no, I don't want to give up my office. But it's like, Charisse, if it's not making you any money, it doesn't make sense to keep paying the rent there. So when August hit and they asked for the renewal, because they always ask, you know, 60 days ahead of time, I said, no, I will not be coming back. And it felt good to make that last payment and to be through with it. Then, what else is going on? I did 3 speaking engagements. I had 2 in one day. It was the women's business group of Webster. I did with another gentleman. I want to say there was 3 of us on the speaker docket. Then Stevie Mills, who is an entrepreneur, had me to speak to her group. I did, those were on the same day. And then I had the women's spiritual group. So I did not have a lot of speaking engagements this year, not nearly as many as I had anticipated, but there were some. And I still had my coaching clients, was still doing that, and still doing some training online. So that was all good. But the speaking engagements were though they existed, they were sparse. But nonetheless, I just feel blessed that I had the engagements that I did have amidst all of this COVID and pandemic activity that we had. But yeah, just taking some time to reflect, to review. As Valerie Burton said, what lessons did you learn and how will you apply them? The lessons you learned in this year and how will you apply those lessons into the next year? And I've been doing my Learned Lessons of 2020 video series on LinkedIn. And in fact, I need to get off of here and record another one because I think I'm a few days behind. So I'm going to have to pile up some videos and get those out there. But yeah, I won't say who, but I had a family member test positive for COVID. Had another 2 family members who I feel pretty confident that they I feel pretty confident that I feel pretty certain that they both were positive. They did not go get tested, but they had a lot of the symptoms. And luckily, those symptoms have passed and they are seemingly healthy and fine right now. But kind of just a challenging year, right? I mean, it's just, there was a lot going on. I lost 2 close friends that used to, ironically, both of those friends used to work for the library. One had not been retired, but I think 2 years, which really pissed me off. You know, you're retired 2 years and then you die. That happened to somebody else that worked at the library too. And I'm just like, it reminds me of just how messed up this whole system is. It's just like, what is the problem? You know, what is the problem with the way that we have this, our work lined up. It's, you know, and what's the problem with our health, the way we manage our health? You know, that's something I really want to spotlight more is my health. I have some weight to lose, not a lot. I'd say I have about 30 pounds to lose. I've lost 30 pounds before, but obviously I've gained it as well. So I think, you know, the pandemic has made us all aware of how important it is to be as healthy as we can possibly be. And to, if there's an ailment that you can get rid of, you know, whether it be high blood pressure, your diabetes, maybe it's gout, maybe it's something that you can overcome with diet and exercise and maybe the right supplements or what have you, get rid of it. You know, if there's something, you know, we can't get rid of everything that we have, but a lot of times with changes to our diet and exercise, we can get rid of some of those ailments and be preventive and proactive in staffing off, you know, certain cancers and other things just by the habits. You know, if you're smoking, stop smoking. You know, stop smoking. Find a way to stop smoking. If you are an alcoholic, get some help. Find a way to stop drinking. You know, we can't keep poisoning our bodies. I watched What the Health, per my brother's suggestion, on Netflix, and I'm moving towards a vegetarian lifestyle in the new year. I don't have any desire to have meat be a part of my life after watching that. The visuals are like ingrained in my head now, and I have absolutely no desire whatsoever to eat meat of any kind. I don't want my health jeopardized because of my taste buds. You know, I say transitioning because I know that it's going to be a transition. I know that I'm not going to probably go, no pun intended, cold turkey on meat right off the bat, but I don't want meat in my body. And after seeing that, I'm not crazy about a lot of dairy either. So I have to really research and become educated on how to lead a healthy vegetarian and eventually vegan lifestyle, because I want my body, I want to take the best care of my body that I can. So we'll just have to see how that's going to go. But yeah, just, I wanted to stop in. It said my last broadcast, I think, was in June. All of the different inceptions of Anchor, I have not really stayed on board with Anchor like I did back in the day. I think, when did I join? I think I joined my Anchorversary. My Anchorversary was I started in February 2016. And fun times and good times. And it's gone through a lot of transformation. And I haven't stayed as consistent with recording. But I did on this last Sunday want to stop in and say hello. I am recording more consistently on my business channel, which is Tailored for Success. And also on Happier Life Today. So yeah, I'm on here. I'm on Anchor actually four times over. I also have a channel for Studio C where I discuss music and music topics and things like that. And I'm going to be discussing the Disney Plus movie Soul as soon as I finish watching it. I watched half of it last night, and I'm going to watch the other half tonight. But it has a music premise to it, and I'm real happy about that, because then I can talk about it on Studio C. So that's going on, and I know the Grammys are coming up soon. Oh, I'm not much of a Grammys fan. I'd have to tape it and watch it without the commercials. But anywho, I hope that you and yours are well, that you are not only surviving this pandemic, but thriving through it. That's my prayer for everyone. And I wish you well. I wish you well, and thanks for listening. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.